if you look at this, we have people like Bill Gates, who's always the consummate insider, positioning himself well before the next crisis. And 2 years ago, it turned out he was buying up farmland all over the world. And I said, watch, these lockdowns are going to cause food shortages, and he'll be positioned to then grow GMO and basically force you to eat it. Well, here's a point that the folks on Twitter, Resist05, had to say. Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America. There's a food crisis. Bill Gates is the largest investor in renewables, and there's an oil shortage, and they're forcing you onto them. So here are some of the factors. We've got the war in Ukraine. We've got 400 million people in China that are under the lockdowns, and we have massive fertilizer shortages all over the world. And now bird flu is the worst it's ever been, wiping out bird flocks across the planet. The Border Patrol estimates they're only capturing about 1 in 8 that come across the southern border. And last year alone, they captured 700,000+, almost 800,000. You can do the math on that. That's almost 7 million people total. And we have official numbers out today. That's coming up next segment. But let me just hit this information for you. Here's the live show headline today. Then I'm going to get into the articles themselves. Tuesday Live, International Monetary Fund slashes global economic outlook, confirms depression, mass starvation imminent. Now, they've run these operations around the world and put countries into debt and implode their economies by design. And third world countries then go from being developed countries into being undeveloped, or basically slave colonies. And there's been many a congressional hearing on it. There's been books written on it. Economic Hitman, John Perkins. That's what they're doing. Three factors which are about to make coming food shortages even worse. Zero Hedge does an excellent job laying it all out. The confluence of circumstances create a perfect storm for global food production. And the perfect storm of what's happening there. And a lot of people have been pointing out that if you look at this, we have people like Bill Gates, who's always the consummate insider, positioning himself well before the next crisis. And 2 years ago, it turned out he was buying up farmland all over the world. And I said, watch, these lockdowns are going to cause food shortages, and he'll be positioned to then grow GMO and basically force you to eat it. Well, here's a point that the folks on Twitter, Resist05, had to say. Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America. There's a food crisis. Bill Gates is the largest investor in renewables, and there's an oil shortage. And they're forcing you onto him. So here are some of the factors. We've got the war in Ukraine. We've got 400 million people in China that are under the lockdowns, and we have massive fertilizer shortages all over the world. And now bird flu is the worst it's ever been, wiping out bird flocks across the planet. Forget about a soft landing. What's the shape of the hard landing? And it's an excellent article also at Zero Hedge that lays it out. And let's just put it to you this way. It's not fun when you go to the doctor and you learn you got cancer, bad cancer, and that's what we've got. And then a lot of people in their lives will learn, hey, you got terminal cancer, you'll be dead in 6 months, and usually they're right. So we have to get our affairs in order. As I've always said, I'm a canary in the coal mine, and that's why when you see us being taken down and really having big problems, that's just an indicator of the fact that the whole body's sick. And you don't need me to tell you this. But we're going to look back, like I said, 2 years ago, on 2 years ago is a good time. We're going to look back on today is a good time. And I don't say that to scare you. I say it because you better get right with God, and you better get ready now while you still can. Because this has been an artificial program. This is what the post-industrial world looks like. And George Herbert Walker Bush in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, 30 years ago, did not sign on to that treaty to do this by 2030 for no reason. And they said they would launch the collapse in 2020, in Agenda 21, and they would complete it by 2030. So you're going to look back at 2022 as a great year. 2023 is a great year compared to each new year that is going to crescendo. You can see the trajectory. I'm getting chills. You can see the trajectory of tyranny is going straight up. And it just exponentially is going to get worse. And if we wake up to the New World Order and if we wake up to the globalists, this could be their Waterloo and they could be removed and imprisoned and punished. And it'll be, you know, this great tyranny we defeated. We'll learn from it. But if folks don't make this the central issue at their churches and at their legislatures and at their businesses, it's over. And the good news is my mom went to a big mega church in Round Rock with friends this Sunday on Easter. And she said the place was so full that it had overflowing big jumbotrons in the parking lot, and that the preacher was talking about the New World Order and the takeover and how everybody's got to get ready and dug in and get prepared, and how the COVID was nothing but a power grab. And I'm hearing that from listeners and I'm hearing that from family all over the place. Good. Good. Yes. Absolutely. So we need this information to become ubiquitous. We need this information to be known everywhere so people understand who's doing it. I know I harp on that. But we've got better than a good chance if we're aware of this, of stopping it. We will. There's no way the hell on earth that's going to be unfolding will continue if the people doing it are known and know they're going to get in trouble. They can only do this by stealth. And that's why they want to gaslight you while they arrogantly sit up there at the Davos group bragging how they're doing it to you, but censor everybody with big tech that talks about it here in America and go, man, Senator Rand Paul's crazy. He's talking about the Great Reset. Oh, that Alex Jones, that Tucker Carlson, that Josh Hawley. When we're talking about the real threat, it'd be like the Ukrainians. Could they win a war if they didn't know it was Russians they were fighting or didn't know what was going on? No, you've got to know what you're up against, and that's very elementary, but I just showed you articles yesterday all over the news, Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times of London, Bloomberg, saying we need dictators. It's time to have dictators. It's time to get rid of freedom. It's time to get rid of free speech. And then thousands of articles with just ecstasy-laden happiness that, oh, Alex Jones could be shut down. Oh, Alex Jones and his empire can be taken down. Oh, Alex Jones deserves it. He's got all that money. And they just lie and talk about product we bought and the money we paid for it as extra money. Look, this money went out. Where'd it go? Well, we fund ourselves. We buy product. That's how we fund 90%+ of our operation. It was like, where did the $16 million go? He's got it in his pocket. No, it went to product to sell it to then fund our operation. So they count the money going in and out between the supplement company my dad's got, InfoWars Life, and InfoWars. And then they call that profit. And of course, they know it's not profit. And I wish it was. We would be begging for support. But again, and the very people going along with this are going to wake up in a destroyed country with total crime and no birthright of freedom anymore and no due process, but they don't care because they've lost touch with God. They're lost people. And the fact that the courts everywhere are this corrupt, not all of them, but more and more, there's just outrageous judicial tyranny. No one denies that, is emblematic of everything else that's coming down. So people ask me constantly, how do you take it? How do you deal with it? How do you... And I'm like, we're all on the same sinking ship. How am I taking it? Do you understand what's going on here? This is the planned world collapse. Do you know what it's going to look like? It's going to look bad. You think crime exploding already is bad? You think the border collapse is bad yet? You think inflation's bad yet? Folks, the New World Order did every bit of this. The central banks did every bit of this. And if you think Mexico's dangerous and scary, we're going to be way worse when we go belly up. We are going into hell. We turned our backs on God. God turned his back on us. Repent. That's what's important. Get your soul right and get prepared. Stay with us. I'm fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We've had devastating victories in my life. I've put, thanks to you supporting us, a real dent in our operations. In fact, more than one dent. We have savaged them in a very, very hardcore way, thanks to you and us together. And they want to destroy me because of it, because they're scared of us, and they should be. So I'll tell you, I'll go on to the end no matter what happens, whether we win, lose, I collapse. I'm just telling you, I've got more victory left in me. I'm long in the tooth now, folks. 48 in a 28-year war is like I'm 100, okay? The enemy looks and goes, he looks tired, he looks hurt. Yeah, I look hurt. I've been stabbing your ass hard. I've been biting you. I've been petting. Yeah, you bet I look bad. Because I've been putting my will against you for a long time. I have set the fires. We have prepared the resistance. We have laid the way. You bet I'm hurt. You bet I'm screwed up now. Ain't no going back now. I know my best days are still here to come. But I can't fight these people in the ring for you if you don't pray for me. And if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy our products, and I'm telling you, as sure as the sun came up this morning, if you don't support us financially, we're going to implode very, very soon. And the globalists are going to celebrate like chickens with their heads cut off. But that's okay. That's what they do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video, or I have to hurt your eyes.